They are great composers, composers that need help a little bit. Mussorgsky is not as great as others, but Schumann is another one that you have to help. If you just would do blatantly what is on the page, it sounds thick, muddy, messy, and amateurish. And this is Schumann we're talking about. He's not primarily a symphonist.
We have such high thoughts about composers like Schumann and Schubert and Mozart that to say that any of them might be a little lacking in an area is unthinkable for some people.
Yeah, or sacrilegious.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But the fact is, I mean, I'm not talking about Schumann not being a great composer, but his art of orchestration was a bit lacking, and that's okay. You know, it's okay. We do Schumann symphonies a lot, and we ought to, because they are standing at the center of the orchestral repertoire. It's just that you will not find any recordings of Schumann symphonies that on some level are not the result of a careful, sophisticated editing on the part of the conductor. I mean, George Sell's recordings of Schumann are great. And I remember Columbus Symphony did a number of the Schumann symphonies. And we asked for copies of George Sell's scores of the Schumann. And to a large degree, we used a number of Sell's annotations about thinning the texture out. Mostly it's a matter of thinning out the texture because Schumann wrote so fat and too dense. And so he sort of got in his own way in terms of clarity of the language and how the language would translate into a clear picture on the part of the listener. And so it has mostly to do with thinning out a little bit, balancing things a bit better. My teacher, Raphael Kubelik, was a specialist at Schumann. You know how different conductors have often affinity or are associated with certain composers that they champion. Mm-hmm. Like as I said, Kubelik was a great champion and really one of the ultimate interpreters, in my view, of Schumann symphonies. Colin Davis, Sibelius, and Berlioz. So everybody has their own thing. And that's nice because you know, get a certain definitive version of these things happening, and it's nice to know where they are.